So John chapter 13, we'll start reading at verse 1. Now, before the feast of the Passover, when Jesus knew that his hour was come, and that he should depart out of this world unto the Father, having loved his own which were in the world, he loved them unto the end. And supper being ended, the devil having now put into the heart of Judas Iscariot, Simon's son, to betray him, Jesus, knowing that the Father had given all things into his hands, and that he was come from God and went to God, riseth from supper, and laid aside his garments, and took a towel, and girded himself. After that, he poureth water into a basin, and began to wash the disciples' feet, and to wipe them with the towel wherewith he was girded. Then cometh he to Simon Peter, and Peter saith unto him, Lord, dost thou wash my feet? Jesus answered and said unto him, What I do thou knowest not now, but thou shalt know hereafter. Peter saith unto him, Thou shalt never wash my feet. Jesus answered him, If I wash thee not, thou hast no part with me. Simon Peter saith unto him, Lord, not my feet only, but also my hands and my head. Jesus saith unto him, He that is washed needeth not save to wash his feet, but is clean every whit, and ye are clean, but not all. For he knew who should betray him. Therefore said he, Ye are not all clean. So after he had washed their feet, and had taken his garments, and was set down again, he said unto them, Know ye what I have done unto you? You call me Master and Lord, and ye say, Well, for so I am. If I then, your Lord and Master, have washed your feet, ye also ought to wash one another's feet. For I have given you an example, that ye should do as I have done to you. Verily, verily, I say unto you, the servant is not greater than his Lord, neither he that is sent greater than he that sent him. If ye know these things, happy are ye if ye do them. I speak not of you all, I know whom I have chosen, but that the scripture may be fulfilled, He that eateth bread with me hath lifted up his heel against me. Now I tell you before it come, that when it is come to pass, ye may believe that I am he. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that receiveth whomsoever I send receiveth me, and he that receiveth me receiveth him that sent me. I think I'll stop reading there. So I think it's interesting that Jesus, it says in verse 3, Jesus, knowing that the Father had given all things into his hands, and that he was come from God and went to God. So Jesus, knowing who he was, knowing that he was the Son of God, knowing the honor that he had and the position that he had, began to serve his disciples, and he washed their feet. And Peter was surprised. He said, You're going to wash my feet? And then, yes, my hands and my head too. But why did Jesus do this? So he knew that he was Lord, he knew that he came from God, and God had given him everything, yet he served them. And he brings out in verse 13, Ye call me Master and Lord, and ye say, Well, for so I am. So he was royalty, he was a master, and he instructed his disciples to follow his example. And there's three things I want you to think about out of this passage. The first one is, I want you to get a picture of Peter sitting there with Christ washing his feet. And there wasn't anything that Peter was doing. He was just sitting there. All that Peter had done was make himself available. And Christ did the work. Christ cleansing his feet. He was open to it. Or Peter was open to it. He valued it. And desired that Jesus clean his feet. And he said also his hands and his head. But isn't that like when Jesus cleanses us from our sin? That all we need to do is come in repentance, and he stoops and he cleanses us. He washes us clean. And if we're not cleansed, we have no part in him. All we need is for Christ to do his cleansing work. And the second thing I want you to notice here is the feet. It seems like there's some symbolism here, and I'm not sure I understand it all. But notice that Judas, verse 18, I speak not of you all, for I know that I know whom I have chosen, but that the scripture may be fulfilled, he that eateth bread with me hath lifted up his heel against me. So Peter extended his feet for Christ to clean. Judas lifted up his foot against Christ. Maybe I'm reading too much into that, but Isaiah 52, verse 7 says, "How beautiful upon the mountains are the feet of him that bringeth good tidings, that publisheth peace, that bringeth good tidings of good, that publisheth salvation, that saith unto Zion, Thy God reigneth." And Christ was referred to in that passage a few verses later. But basically the idea is, how beautiful are the feet of Christ who comes with salvation. And maybe that's why Peter reacted this way. "Lord, it should be me that's making your feet beautiful. Your feet are the ones that are beautiful." But Christ stooped and cleansed Peter's feet. And then the third thing I want you to notice is that, so Jesus was the one that came from God, that God sent him to do a task. And now notice that Jesus is sending us. I want to reread verses 13 through 17 and notice the being sent. "Ye call me Master and Lord, for ye say well, for so I am. If I then, your Lord and Master, have washed your feet, ye ought also to wash one another's feet. For I have given you an example that you should do as I have done unto you. Verily, verily, I say unto you, the servant is not greater than his Lord, neither he that is sent greater than he that sent him. If you know these things, happy are ye if you do them." So we're to go and wash other people's feet. And so we have been cleansed. We have sat before Christ and been cleansed. Now we're to be involved in helping others receive that cleansing. We have had Christ serve us. Now let's go serve others. And there's a couple of verses that, in other passages here, I'm just going to read them quickly, that kind of bring this out. But Matthew chapter 20, verses 25 through 28 says, "But Jesus called them unto him and said, Ye know that the princes of the Gentiles exercise dominion over them, and they that are great exercise authority upon them. But it shall not be so among you. But whomsoever will be great among you, let him be your minister, and whosoever will be chief among you, let him be your servant. Even as the Son of Man came not to be ministered unto, but to minister and to give his life a ransom for many." And 2 Corinthians 8, verse 9, "For ye know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sakes he became poor, that ye through his poverty might be rich." Romans 12, verse 10, "Be ye kindly affectioned one to another with brotherly love, in honor preferring one another." Then go down to chapter 15, verses 1 through 3. "We then that are strong ought to bear the infirmities of the weak, and not to please ourselves. Let every one of us please his neighbor for his good to edification. For even Christ pleased not himself, but as it is written, the reproaches of them that reproach thee fell on me." So the question is, are we ready to serve those around us? Are we ready to go and live a life of service like Christ did? Not just in washing feet today, and I think it's important that we do that as a reminder, that we think about what Christ has done for us. But God is sending you out to serve, to wash feet among the people. And he puts some weight behind it in verse 20 here of John chapter 13. He says, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that receiveth whomsoever I send receiveth me." So God is sending you to go forth and to serve, and those that receive you are receiving Christ. "He that receiveth whomsoever I send receiveth me, and he that receiveth me receiveth him that sent me." So the idea is that we go and serve others, and if they receive it and enter also into the kingdom of God, they are receiving Christ, and which is receiving God. So it's quite the task that God has given us. So I want to wish you God's blessing as you take part in the symbol of feet washing and consider how you can go and serve like Christ did. I'd like you to do more than wash feet, but to love and care for each other. Love like Jesus did.